So many times in many situations, we find ourselves, and then once we come to a truth, then some of us, we will not do the necessary thing we need to do. We just sort of stab it in the dark, and I explain what I'm about to say here. Once you find out a truth and you know that you've got some issues and you're more natural than you are spiritual, most people won't do what it takes to get out of that bondage. They just go along with crowds and they're satisfied with just, you know, I'm doing all right. I'm getting by. I got it made pretty good. I ain't hurting for nothing too. Are y'all in the house? But if you want what God has, you and me and we and us gonna have to put God's word first and foremost. Ain't no in between. Ain't no halfway doing it. If you want what God has, you want the things like the word says, you're going to have to put it first. You can't just be something it won't work just because you remember a whole bunch of scripture. And that's all right to remember. But that word is going to have to be deposited in your heart. It gonna have to get in your heart because that's the only place the word of God will work. And sometimes you find yourself in a situation, it's hard. You try to pray, you try to read, you try to do this, you have to make up your mind. I am not gonna try to read. I'm not going to try to pray. I'm going to read. I'm going to pray. I'm going to meditate. I'm going to wait on God. I don't care what it feel like. I'm going to stay here until this thing change. Because I'm not going to change. The word not going to change. So I'm going to agree with the word. Anybody here tonight? So let's look at this now. Believing with the heart and not with the head. See, that's what you got to believe with your heart. Because didn't Jesus say, for verily whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart. If you doubt, and you're not believing. Believe with your heart and not with your head. This word, and that means you may have to separate yourself for a period of time. If you got a spouse or anything, you need to explain it to them. Say, I'm separating myself so they'll know what you're doing. But you need to, if you do what you got to do and you make a decision, whatever I do, the word of God come first. Now watch it. Heart faith grows out of the word. Now look at John 15:7. Heart faith does what? Grows out of the word. John, you got John 15:7. Watch, listen to this. If you abide in me, notice now, if you abide in me, my words do what? If my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Ye shall ask what? What you will. What you mean, what you will? Ye shall ask what ye will, and the will, other word, whatever God's will is, he's not holding it back because it's his will. But you can't ask if you don't know. You can't ask and receive if you remember your head because it won't work. How many of you ever, no, it's kind of silly, but how many of you ever suddenly got in a hurry and you just passed by your car and you stuck the key in your hubcap and started up and you were ready to go before you got in the car? You never tried that. You know why? You know why? It won't work. And see, people get these religious ideas that they pick up and they just go through the motion. And it ain't working. A lot of time people praying, they're not believing anything. You kind of know what you're doing. You knew exactly what you're doing. I know they got some car, now you just push a button, it'll start up. They got all kinds of stuff. You got it computerized, set at a certain time, it'll start up. They got all kinds of stuff. But I'm talking about the way most of you operate. You put that key in the ignition, and you turn it. And you don't try to go do something different. You know how to do it every time because you know how to work it. Well, we can learn things of the Spirit and work them all every time. The devil is defeated all the time. There's no time that he has victory. We just give up what we have when we don't know what God had given us. All right, so let's go on. He said, if you abide in me, my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and shall be done unto you. Colossians 3:16 said, this is how you do it. Colossians 3:16. Thank you, Jesus. Colossians 3:16 says what? Let the word of Christ do what? Dwell in you richly. Let it dwell how? In you richly. What is, you know what rich is? Can I tell you what rich is? Do you know what rich, one meaning of being rich? You know what rich is? A full supply. A full supply. That's one meaning of rich. And he said, let the word dwell in you in a full supply. You are full of the word. You're full of the word, a full supply. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Notice now, in all wisdom. And one scripture says, many sized wisdom. In other words, wisdom cover all sides. Everything, wisdom cover everything. In wisdom, teaching, notice now, this word dwell in you richer in all wisdom. Teaching, notice how it's, I want you to notice how it, this word dwell in you will do, how it will teach you. Now, listen to it now. Teaching, admonishing. Other word, I give it to you like this. You will say to someone, if you admonish them, say, you shouldn't have came to breakfast this morning before you shave. You need to shave. Well, you're not condemning the person. You just acknowledge you should have shaved. Well, when we come together, we want to admonish you. That's what I'm doing tonight. Teaching, admonishing. Get in that word. Don't go through life emptied of the word and just hoping you get something to happen. Or just getting enough to get by. I'm admonishing you to get full of the word. Let it dwell in you. Because see, the word will give you everything God has promised you. I'm going to say it again. The word will give you everything. Now notice how, give you everything God has promised you. But notice how he said teach and admonishing one another how you do it. Now you see why the enemy fights so hard. And we're going there. We're getting there here in this church on the prayer line, and we're getting there. I'm admonishing you, don't back down. Don't let how you feel or how you think you look. Now watch it. Teaching, admonishing one another. See this? In what? Psalm. We got a whole book of Psalm. 150 of them. You got it. You can't say you don't know what Psalms sound like and look like. You can't say that because we got a whole book of them, 150 of them. Psalm. And see, we should, and we should be open to the Spirit of God and the Holy Ghost want to use somebody in the midst just to speak out a song.